This is the January 2013 Grillo Health Information presentation on resiliency. It opened with songs from Boulder's Little Lights Children's Choir. Here is the introduction to the program by Grillo Health Information Director Johnny Dario and the organizer of this panel, clinical psychologist Ariel Schwartz.
Marjorie called us when her 12-year-old daughter was diagnosed with a pontine glioma, which is a brain tumor, and she was really frightened and wanted to understand what that meant and what options she might have for her daughter and for herself. And then Virginia has been a Grillo Center patron for many years, and she calls us about 4 or 5 times a year and asks us to do research for her, and every time she sends us a note thanking us for how important that research was for her decisions that she needed to make about her health. And sometimes she'll even enclose a $10 check as a donation to support the research that we do for folks. But this last time, right before Christmas, she wrote a really beautiful note and thanked us so much for the difference it made for her, and she couldn't provide any contribution at all because she was just in dire straits with her finances at that time, and it was so sweet of her to really be that connected with us and that we can help serve her over the years that way. 97% of the people we serve who responded to a formal evaluation said that the research that the Grillo Center does is high quality and the support that they receive is excellent. 86% of those who responded said that the Grillo Center information helped them make better decisions about their health care. Here are a few examples of the research assistance we provided to specific questions. My husband has been diagnosed with prostate cancer. We would like information regarding treatment options, both surgery and other. Could you please provide me with current information regarding vitamin D supplementation? Can you please tell me what other medications are available for treating osteoporosis and include information about their side effects? Are there any support groups in Boulder County for someone who has a family member with Alzheimer's disease? I am going to be traveling to Costa Rica in the next 3 months and would like to find out what vaccinations I need and any other precautions that are recommended. What effect does a diet containing soy have on estrogen-positive breast cancer? Are there any new advances in treatment for dry macular degeneration? How can I find a grief counselor support group? What are the side effects of osteoporosis medication? What is the effect of HSG on chances for conception? What are treatment options for complex regional pain syndrome type 1? Where can I get help in the transition from private insurance to Medicare? Where can I find a physician who specializes in Ehlers-Danlos syndrome? Is there a special colonoscopy prep made for diabetics? I could go on and on. Are there any non-surgical treatments to shrink fibroids? It's wonderful to be able to help people with all kinds of questions, and this is just a sampling. We get so many different kinds of questions that range across the board, as I indicated here. And the average amount of time it takes to do the research and respond to a single question is 3.5 hours. The market cost for that research is between $250 and $350. But all of our services are free, including the Stahl Health Lectures, which are part of our Grillo Center services. The Grillo Center is named after Virgil Grillo, and the Stahl Health Lectures are named after the late Gary Stahl. And in fact, Mitch Stahl, one of the original founders and has been a member of the board of directors for many, many years, is here tonight. Mitch, are you? She's right outside the door, so you met her when you were coming in. So before I ask you each to donate $1,000 tonight, I mean, $10. I want to say that I hope that your health in 2013 is really wonderful. If you ever need any help with any research, we don't give advice, but you can trust the information we provide to be current. We access specialized databases that are sponsored by the National Institute of Health. We want to enhance your life. I want to thank KGNU Community Radio because they're video recording this lecture, as they have others in the past with us, and they're also audio recording it. And those will be available after this. So tell your friends, neighbors, and family members about it. You can access it through their website or our website. So I thought I would play the fool a little bit and entertain you very, very briefly to make it even more worth your while that you're here tonight. Because we have, I mean, that children's choir was so amazing, just fantastic, and the panel. The panel tonight is going to knock your socks off. These creative topics, you have a handout that's telling you what we're going to do in April, another really exciting, innovative panel presentation, as well as others throughout 2013. So, and I want to make you smile, too, as you contribute to our organization and help support the work that we do. In how silly I sound and doing this Grillo Center rap. But I need this prop, right? This is the only way to really do it. Now here's a little story I'd like to tell about a great nonprofit you don't know so well. Walking across the land, kicking up sand. This is one event that's gonna expand your command of health. Now, I be elaborating this event we are manifestating with ideas so provocating out on the string, all on the wing with we got gifts to bring and ideas to sing. This ain't no fling. We all gotta cling to what's the main thing, and that's the community's life spring. All of us in full swing, everyone here participating with the Grillo Health Information Center, a bada bing. Thanks. And so we obviously need your support. Anything that you can give is really appreciated. It makes a difference in the lives of people struggling with health issues, and it helps us continue these exciting style lecture series. We have pledge cards on the table as you leave tonight. If you want to take something home and mail it back to us in the self-addressed envelope, that would be great. You could also go to our website, grillocenter.org, and make a secure donation online if you like. It could also be anonymous. Thank you so much from all of us, from our hearts, and we really hope that this presentation tonight will really be something of value to you. And it's my pleasure to introduce Ariel Schwartz, who will kick this off for you tonight.
Thank you. That's terrific. I love it.
Yes, now I'm on? All right, fantastic. So, again, I'm Arielle Schwartz. I'm a licensed clinical psychologist here in Boulder. And I want to extend another warm welcome to all of you attending our panel this evening. It is a pleasure to be with you. I wish I could see you a little bit more clearly with the light in my eyes. I have to do this, so we'll do our best here. As a community, we are so fortunate to have, oh, thank you, now I can see you. We are so fortunate to have the Grillo Center and the volunteers who contribute their time and energy to bringing health information to individuals and to the general public in events such as tonight. Thank you, Johnny. Thank you to the Grillo Center. Thank you also to Uli Lagerpeck, who has coordinated this event through countless email exchanges. And an additional thank you to Dave Fletcher back there, who's doing our technical assistance this evening. I also want to again acknowledge Kari and Emily for the Little Lights choir that they brought here tonight. And while Kari has probably left with the Little Lights, I just want to let you know that she pulled this together with very very quick notice because we had a separate holiday concert that the kids had performed in December. So they only had one rehearsal of this music before bringing it here tonight, and they just did an amazing job. But especially when I heard Kari speak tonight about the history of Jubilati Deo that we all got to sing with the children, and I did not know the story of resilience that's embedded inside of that chant that we had the opportunity to sing, and that was very touching. For me, when I was thinking about pulling together this topic on resiliency, it's really the innocence and the hope that we associate with children that I knew would set the tone for tonight. Next, I would like to acknowledge Rohini Kanaganti, who developed this panel series and had the vision of bringing together music and health information. She's a dear friend and a colleague, and I approached Rohini sometime in the fall, because she had coordinated the first of this panel series, and I'm curious who in the audience attended the panel that was on trauma and health. So quite a few of you here. And I approached her afterwards and I said, it is so important that you brought that forward, and I want to follow up with this topic on resiliency. And not only did she say, yes, let's do it, but she handed the whole panel over to me. So thank you for entrusting me with your baby. So next, I would like to introduce our panelists for this evening. First, I want to introduce Tom McSheehy, who is a licensed social worker of 15 years with a history of teaching for over 20 years. He works with families, children, and schools to assist integration of children's social emotional intelligence. His organization is called Teaching Heart, and he is the author of the book called In Focus, Improving Social and Emotional Intelligence One Day at a Time. And he will be speaking tonight on resiliency and children. Next on our panel, I'm going to go down here to the end, is Dr. Heather Fliga, who's a holistically oriented general practitioner medical doctor. And she holds her practice in Lafayette that is called Partners in Health. And truly, she partners with her patients in healthcare, and that is her passion. Tonight, she will be presenting on the topic of empowering patients in their medical care. And I'm pleased to introduce Dr. Will Vandeveer, a holistically oriented psychiatrist in our Boulder community. He is known for his compassionate presence and his supportive relational approach to patient care. Will is a returning panelist to this series. He was also on the trauma panel, and tonight he's going to be speaking about resiliency in the body with tools that can be easily practiced and integrated into our lives. One of the essential elements of all of these panels is that there is some experiential element, so both Tom and Will are going to include some of that this evening, and please know that as we sit here together, that it's not just we up here as experts and you down there to listen, but we are all here as community together. And I invite you to stay connected to yourself, to your own emotions as we move through this topic tonight, and to your own breath. Thank you for being here.
This program was recorded by me, Shelley Schlender, on behalf of KGNU and the Grillo Center. The music is by Boulder's Little Lights Children's Choir. You can hear more of these programs, find hot links to the experts, and see video highlights by going to the website eatyourradio.org. Click on the Community tab and look for Grillo.